Good morning, church. Wow, well, welcome. Welcome to Christ Church. The sun's shining outside. Hopefully the rain will stay off. And I have something to say that God answers prayer. And this morning, we're going to pray today together. So we're doing something different, but there is help available. So I'm just going to talk about prayer today. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you caused us to wake up this morning, that you give us life and you give us the very air we breathe. And we thank you that we are free to gather here in the name of Jesus to bring you honour and glory and praise, Lord. So thank you for all that you're doing for each one of us today and all through the days. And we just lift this time to you, Father. Help us to worship Jesus and our Father and the Holy Spirit in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we just had a bit of a capture of the Bible in 6 minutes of the beginning of creation right up until Jesus' birth. And I think it's important that we understand the Bible is really important. We need to realise it's not just us today, but God was interested right from the beginning in making himself known to us. So today we're going to look at prayer. And prayer, prayer is a relationship with God. That's where it begins, trusting in him by faith, learning to pray, to communicate. And it's really essential for you and I, who have faith in Jesus, to believe in his life, his death, his resurrection, and all the things that he did. So prayer enables us to communicate and build that relationship between God and us. We know what it's like to build relationships between ourselves, because we've all done that. And there's some really strong relationships here, and that's really amazing to see and come into something that you can see the strength there. And those relationships took time to build up. One of the things about prayer is that it's not always what you think it's going to be. And I want to just share with you that there was a time in my life when things were really desperate. And life was just difficult. I had young children, marriage broke down, and sickness, and lots of other things happened. And there were lots of times of trouble. In fact, so much so that I couldn't pray. And what I want to tell you is that sometimes when you haven't got the words, sometimes just sitting before God, or maybe crying, or moaning, or not knowing what to do, or say, they're fine. Because the Spirit knows what goes on inside of us. And even our groans, it says that God knows what they mean. So when times are bad, sometimes it's hard to pray. I've known people say to me when things have been not good for them, they've said, oh no, I press into God really well. I pray more and I do things. So we're all different. So prayer isn't the same for me as it is maybe for you. But what happens... I didn't ask the question, do you pray? That's the question I was going to ask. And sometimes, as I said, when it's hard, it can be hard to pray. But what about good times? Is it easier to pray? Do you pray for your own needs? What sort of things do you pray about? Do you pray for others? How do you come to God? Do you come to God with an eagerness and an expectation that God's going to meet with you and wants to have that relationship with you? I think I used to think, thank you. I think I used to think that God could love everybody else. When I was a very new Christian, it was easy to think God could love that person because I could see good things in that person and that God couldn't love me. And that's not true. That was a very wrong thought. So slide 3. What stops us praying? So busyness, time constraints, trauma, something happens, mental health or sickness, a lack of faith. We don't believe God hears us. Sometimes pride gets in the way. We want to do things our own way. Doubt. We don't believe in God. Sin. Sin blocks our relationship with God, with a loving God. And fear. Doubting God will forgive us. One of my jobs was working with prison, women in prison. And I used to go into Holloway quite a lot and a few others. But do you know, God works in prison. And he's doing lots of marvellous things. And a lot of these women have never heard about Jesus. And the chaplain, just lots of things going on, lots of groups. It's amazing what God does. But people have to have the chance to know him and learn about spending relation time with him and having a relationship. And God is always ready to hear us. He's always ready to sit and listen and be with us. And also, he's also ready to answer our prayers. And sometimes God says yes, and sometimes God says no, and sometimes God says wait. Jesus paid the price for all the things we ever done wrong. Our wrong thinking, wrong motives, wrong actions, wrong words. Jesus never stops loving us and wanting us to talk to him. And the amazing thing is, there's no sin that he has not paid the price of death for. So no matter what we do, whatever we've said, whatever has happened, we can always come to a loving God, a forgiving and generous Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you know, God never ever gives up on us. Sometimes it can be difficult when we try and speak to God, if we're feeling sad or lonely, when we feel maybe God isn't around. And at those times it can be difficult to pray. But what we can do is come to God and offer ourselves and say, this is how I feel, this is what I'm experiencing. Whether it's anger, frustration, guilt, grief, hopes, future events, just tell Jesus. That's what prayer is. It's just telling God what we go through, what we need, and what our worries are. Sometimes our hearts are heavy and weighs us down. And in our spirit, we just don't know what to do. But even if you just come to God and acknowledge he's a holy God, then you're acknowledging God, even if you're not able to have the words to say. But make time to talk to God and to let him know your worries and about your future. Maybe you're worrying about that, work or lack of it. But God is a loving God. He wants to have that relationship with you. He wants to guide you, to help you, to have the best life. God's not a God who wants to take things away from us. He wants us to have the best things. And he loves you. That's the most important thing to remember. If you're feeling unloved and you're feeling lonely, remember, God loves you. He sent his son to die for you. He gave you Jesus. And God wants us to learn more and more to trust him. And everything, every aspect of our life, he wants us to trust him. Health, finance, home, family. Learn to trust God with small things. And then you will find you can trust him with the big things. And we were designed to have a relationship with God. We're made in God's image. Therefore, we must have a lot in common with God. We accept that God is really holy, 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 and we're not. We're sinners. But Jesus brings us back into that relationship with God. And because Jesus has paid the price for all the sin of all the world, everyone who's ever lived in the past, the present, and the future can come to him and be forgiven. And only a holy and mighty God could do this. In our verses from Thessalonians, we read God wants us to rejoice always. And he wants us to pray freely, anytime, any place. And God wants us to be assured that he listens to us when we speak to him. Because through that talking with God, that's how we build that relationship. And when we invite God into our difficult situations, we suddenly find we've got a mighty warrior by our side, helping us and making a way for us. God will make your path straight when you walk with him. Prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. Prayer is about speaking to God and listening. And we're taught in the Bible to pray continually and to devote ourselves to prayer. And prayer should not be just a one-a-day thing, but we can pray anywhere. When we walk around the town, when we see people on the streets, we can pray for them. When we're driving in the car, ask God about your day. Ask him where you're, you know, tell him where you're going. Do you need a parking space? Do you need to get somewhere on time and the traffic's bad? Pray about it. Perhaps God wants you to offer someone some help today. If you don't ask him, he's probably not going to have told you if you're not listening. One of the things, growing up in living in London, there's lots of police cars and there's lots of ambulances and fire engines all zooming by making lots of noise. It's quite rare here. I think I maybe have only heard about 10 times in the last 6 months, if that. But when we see a police car going by or an ambulance or a fire engine, whether they're with the sirens or just driving past, have you thought we could pray for those people inside that car and ask God to watch over them and protect them? Lots of these drivers and the police, they have really hard jobs. And not all of them are Christians. Some of them are, but not all of them. We can ask God to bless people wherever we are, any time of day. And this is what I think when, you know, God says pray continuously. Because everywhere you go, there's somebody to pray for. And I always tell people when they're at home and they're housebound, you can sit and look out the window and pray for people. Because it's really important. Those people might not have one person to pray for them. And as I said, God loves us and wants us to be a blessing. And he listens to us. But it's making that time to listen to God. And God gives us fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray. We need to ask him for those gifts. If we don't ask, we don't get. That's what I tell the children. And that's what I know for myself. So you need to ask for things. I suppose sometimes you even have to ask the right question. You know, sometimes just making sure that you ask for the right thing. So when you speak to God and he talks to you, how does God speak to you? It'll be different for everybody. So the Bible, God says through Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And the verses to Jeremiah are verses for us today. God wants the best for us, as I said. He has plans. Have you asked him, what do you want to do, Lord? Is it today? Is it next week? Is there something else I should be getting involved with? And I know people are really involved in lots of things here, so I'm not trying to make people feel guilty or bad about things. It's about doing the right thing, the best thing that you can do. And what God wants you to do is the best thing for you. Moses saw a burning bush when he was out in the desert. It was on fire and the fire didn't go out. And that got Moses curious. So he went over to the bush and he met with God. And I often think, what makes us curious enough to want to go a bit closer to God and get to know, hear him speaking to us? It could be a book. It could be some course you want to do. God speaks to us through lots of different ways, but the Bible is the main way that God teaches us. And I think the Bible's like God's love letters to us. It teaches us about how he works, how God helps people. And God doesn't always talk to us in a loud voice, but a quiet voice. But the Bible teaches us how to pray. Jesus taught us how to pray. Do you know there's hundreds of prayers in the Bible? I forgot to bring my book with me. I've got a book with all the prayers of the Bible in. It's quite a chunky book. And if we read those prayers, then we can pray those same prayers for ourselves. And ask God to bless us, to encourage us. You know, ask God to help us to be like young David, having that faith that he could go against a giant and he could win. How many of us have a giant in our lives that we need to face and we need to go against that giant, that thing that's stopping us doing what God wants us to do? The Bible is full of God's words which want to build us up and bring us encouragement and hope and a future. Make time to read his word. I remember the first time I was told you need to read your Bible. It wasn't something I was really happy about, I don't think. But it's the only way to build that relationship and to learn more about God. God's ways are higher than your ways and my ways. And we need to trust him. He's God our Father, Jesus the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and teach you things about the Bible. Before you read it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you read the Bible, help you to understand. You just have to ask him. And God wants to speak to you. We go back one, please. Okay, we'll stay there. The Holy Spirit will help us. Will help us to talk things through with God. And the Holy Spirit equips us. He equips us with God's word. We shouldn't ignore him. Holy Spirit isn't an it or a that. He is a person of the Trinity. He has feelings. He knows God's word and he will help you. The Holy Spirit knows all the Bible. He knows where to find things. I remember once when I was having a difficult time and I was very upset and I got home and the Bible opened at a scripture and it says when somebody makes a complaint against a fellow Christian or somebody, there should be two witnesses, not just one. And God was showing me that what had happened was, you know, somebody had complained and nobody else in the group had complained at all, but this one person did. And what God was saying to me is, I understand. And that's why I always say, I need two witnesses. Don't worry, because if there's just one, it's not agreeing with somebody else. And we need to agree. The Holy Spirit, he knows exactly what to do. You know, when you find yourself in a dilemma and you just don't know, the Holy Spirit does know. Jesus knows, Father knows. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. And he is the very presence of God living in you and I. And also, he's the power of God that changes our lives. When we invite the Holy Spirit into our situation, he helps us to pray, he helps us to know what to do, and he makes a way through situations. God is holy, he's all powerful, and he is full of strength. When we come to him, we need to be humble. And do you remember, we used to pray in church on our knees. We used to have lots of kneelers in the church I was at. So they were all quite soft, so you know they could take the weight of our bodies on them and make it easy for us to kneel down. We don't do that position anymore. We forget to think about being humble. And kneeling down was a way of us remembering that God is higher than us. And he is holy. But we can ask God to give us a humble heart and to help us when we pray. And we can pray with our minds, because God's given us a mind to use. But also God has given us a heart. And when the Holy Spirit is in our head, we can pray in a certain way. But when the Holy Spirit comes into us and lives in our heart, with the different gifts we get and different abilities, the Holy Spirit helps us to pray in a way that's much deeper. It's in a way that enables us to have a more open relationship with God, because we're not hiding anything in our heart. So I invite you to invite the Holy Spirit to come. And he will do all the things that he promises in his word. So I've come to things I want to talk about. And this is just some. This prayer is such a big topic. I've tried to condense it as much as I could. Now we're going to put it into practice. So you'll find on your chairs or in the back of the chairs, there's some paper and it's got some prayers on it. And if you could get into small groups of two or three or more to get together to pray, because it's important as a church we pray together. So we're going to have some quiet time to sit and pray together. If you haven't got anything to read, that's fine. You can just sit and pray about things that are on your heart, things that God's laid on for you to pray about. We're going to pray for about 5 minutes, and then I'll bring us together to do the Lord's Prayer together. Let's join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So I'll just share one last thing about going deeper with God. Ever been to the swimming pool? And you get in, And you go to the shallow end because it's a bit scary and it's cold and it feels strange. And I liken that to doing things with God and getting deeper into his spirit. Because as you get in the water and you dunk yourself under, you feel a bit warmer. And once you swim, you warms your body up. And as you go along, you get to the deep end. And God doesn't put you in the deep end straight away. He allows you to just swim along. So be encouraged. I don't know where you are, whether God's leading you or taking you along with his spirit. But be encouraged. If you go to the deep end with him, he's there. He'll hold you up and he will look after you. Do ask him to take you deeper and deeper with him as you grow and learn more about prayer. Thank you.